I've seen a lot of liver disease in my time as a physician, from fatty liver, alcoholic liver disease, hepatitis of various types, or even strange little diseases. A good friend of mine needed a liver transplant because of a rare liver condition. And by the time he reached his transplant, his liver had quietly scarred beyond repair. Now, one of the fascinating and sobering things about liver disease is what happens at the cellular level. Now, liver disease is the ninth leading cause of death in the United States. Regardless of the cause, whether it's metabolic, viral, autoimmune, toxic, the biology converges in the same place. As chronic injury accumulates, the telomeres shorten. Now, I want you to think of a telomere like an aglet on a shoelace, that little plastic cap that keeps the lace from fraying. A telomere does the same thing for the chromosomes of a cell. It protects them. And every time a cell divides, it shortens. And as that cap shortens, the chromosome becomes vulnerable. And as telomeres lose length, so does the amount of time that cell has left. If we could have looked at his liver cells or hepatocytes under an electron microscope, we would have seen it clearly. His telomeres, those protective caps at the end of chromosomes, were almost gone. That's the cruel paradox. Telomeres shorten with chronic injury. And when they try to come back, cancer may come with them. And liver disease isn't the only place we see this. Telomere shortening shows up in a handful of conditions where tissues are forced to regenerate again and again. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis or scarring of the lungs. Certain bone marrow failure syndromes. Dyskeratosis congenita. And some inherited early forms of emphysema. These are diseases where cells simply run out of replicative room. Time at the cellular level runs out early. And that raises a much bigger question. If telomere shortening can end the life of cells in diseases like liver failure and pulmonary fibrosis, what about the rest of us? Do our cells eventually run out of time? And are telomeres the bell that tolls for us? Today, on 4Q, we're going to make sense of the madness of telomeres. So today, we're not talking about miracle molecules. We're talking about what time looks like under a microscope, and whether we can ever slow it down. I am your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is 4Q, 4Q University, where we make sense of the madness of longevity and telomeres, bust some myths, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. I want you to imagine a shoelace and that little plastic tip that keeps the shoelace from fraying. Telomeres do that for your chromosomes, protecting them each time your cell divides. But each division shortens the tip a bit. Eventually, they get so short, the cell can't divide anymore. That is cellular senescence or cellular retirement. We heard about that talking about how Leonard Hayflick discovered that. Telomeres shorten naturally as we age, but how fast they shrink depends on genetics, inflammation, sleep, stress, lifestyle, and other things we don't even understand yet. Elizabeth Blackburn and Carol Greider won the Nobel Prize for discovering telomerase, an enzyme that can rebuild telomeres. Cue the headlines. Science find the key to immortality. Well, not quite. Cancer cells love telomerase. That's how they become immortal. Cranking it up everywhere can turn back time and turn on tumors. Now, telomeres are the popular poster child for longevity marketing. You can buy some telomere length tests for a few hundred dollars and a telomere supplements for a few hundred more. The problem? Those tests vary widely between labs and tell you trends, not your fate. And the supplements? Well, let's take a closer look at that. Let's start with danazol, which is a synthetic sex hormone used in inherited telomere disease like aplastic anemia. It slows telomere loss and sometimes lengthens them, but with liver and lipid side effects, it's really not an anti-aging hack. There's another drug, a diabetes drug, that in one small trial increased telomere length in white blood cells, promising, but we don't know that it translates at all to living longer. And there's another antipsychotic drug that in lab studies helped recover telomere length after oxidative stress. Interesting in theory and irrelevant for your supplement drug. These drugs show that we can nudge telomere biology, but they're tools for disease, not designer longevity. But let's talk about some other things. Vitamin D. Vitamin D encourages telomerase activity. Long-term studies show that it can reduce telomere shortening. Keep it in the healthy range. Sunlight and modest supplementation do the job. What about vitamin C and E? They are antioxidants that lower oxidative stress, indirectly preserving telomeres, but they come better from fruits and vegetables and olive oil than from capsules. And there's another form of vitamin E that may reverse telomere loss in early cell studies. Interesting, not proven. And then there's the all-famous TA-65 from an astragalus plant, marketed as a telomerase activator. Some small studies show modest lengthening, but no evidence of longer life. Turning on telomerase everywhere might also turn on cancer cells. And there's telomere 1, which is still an experiment in tissue culture, far from human use. Really interesting in a petri dish. But what actually moves the needle? Large population studies show that people who eat well, move often, sleep enough, and manage stress have slower telomere shortening. No pills required. University of California, San Francisco study found that Mediterranean-style diet plus exercise and strength management increased telomerase activity within months. No patent, no promo code, just habits. Telomeres respond to lifestyle. They're responders, but they are not drivers. Longer telomeres don't guarantee longer life. They just reflect how well your cells have been treated. And a review of the New England Journal of Medicine describes that families with true telomere disease, like aplastic anemia or other forms of disease like pulmonary fibrosis or dyskeratosis congenita, mutations in telomerase genes can cause these conditions. Other recent studies, including reviews in the Frontiers of Aging, show that shorter telomeres correlate with higher risk of heart disease and dementia, but correlation isn't causation. Telomeres are the smoke, but not always the fire. Research at the NIH and elsewhere warned that measuring telomere length is tricky. Different labs, different results. These biologic age tests online? Well, think of them as selfies taken with a shaky camera from the iPhone 1. And another nuance. It's not the average telomere length that triggers aging. It's the shortest ones. Stress, inflammation, and lifestyle can push certain cells over the edge faster. A recent meta-analysis this year confirmed that people who sleep well, exercise, avoid chronic stress, tend to have slightly long telomeres, but the effect is small. You can protect them. You can't game them. You can't hijack them to make them longer or better. What we know is that telomeres shorten with each cell division, that lifestyle and lower inflammation slow the process, and that certain drugs can influence telomerase under medical supervision. What we don't know is if manipulating telomeres increases health span or lifespan in human. Which interventions are safe long-term? How telomere biology interacts with cancer risk? And things to ignore? Ignore any telomere test promising to tell your biologic age. Any supplements claiming to reverse decades of wear and tear. Or influencer who say they've activated telomerase. It sounds like science fiction. It probably is. Telomeres aren't the hourglass of life. They're mileage markers. They tell you where you've been, not where you're going. So the best way to protect them is a boring, proven way. Eat plants and fish. Move daily. Sleep well. Don't smoke. Keep your diet Mediterranean and your expectations realistic. If you want to explore real longevity science, join us for the Mediterranean Longevity Cruise in the summer of 2026. We'll have world-class physicians, scientists, and a Food Network chef all sailing the Mediterranean and talking about living longer and better. No miracle molecules required. This has been 4Q. Research and written by me, Dr. Terry Simpson, your chief medical explanationist. Audio and editing done by Simpler Media and the pod god of telomeres himself, Ivo Terra. For references, show notes, you can visit 4Q.com, yourdoctorsorders.com, and also go to my Substack at terry@drsimpson.com. And remember, I am a board-certified physician, but I am not your physician. If you have medical concerns, please see your own board-certified doctor and registered dietitian, not a longevity doctor who is in a functional medicine holistic nonsense. This podcast is for your education, entertainment. It is not a prescription. Stay curious, stay skeptical, keep your diet Mediterranean. I'm Dr. Simpson. Have a good week, everybody. Hey, Ivo, do you remember when we thought time was on our side? Turns out so did our telomeres. Good thing we've still got wine, sunshine, and maybe a few base pairs left to spare. At least I hope we do.
I've actually been thinking about getting an extra set of base pairs. What do you think?